The Northern Territory's Police Commissioner has revealed plans to send a unit of camouflaged, specialised police with military-grade weapons to patrol Darwin and Alice Springs at night. The Territory Response Group is known as the TRG, and it's part of the Australian Government's National Counter-Terrorism Task Force. The announcement comes a week to the day since a Royal Commission delivered its report on youth detention and child protection systems in the Northern Territory. For more, we're joined by our reporter, Stephanie Zillman. Stephanie, why are the police putting the TRG on night patrols?
Dom, that's a good question. And when I spoke with the police commissioner today, he said it's in response to what he called community concerns, as well as police intelligence, that there's been a spike in crime like break-ins. He wouldn't say whether the decision was evidence-based, though. Now, it's true to say that crime does tend to spike in Alice Springs and Darwin over the Christmas period. And the commissioner said today that the TRG police will be on patrol using specialised equipment like night vision goggles to spot out people they deem to be acting suspiciously.
The Northern Territory Government was handed the Royal Commission report a week ago. How have police responded to that so far?
Well, today's the first day police have spoken to media at all about the report. Indeed, the police commissioner has only just returned from leave. He was on holidays in Bali when it was released last Friday. But it's fair to say that the commissioner has at least welcomed the findings. In my conversation today, there was a surprising lack of detail in exactly what will happen in the coming months. One of the key recommendations of the report was to raise the age of criminal responsibility from 10 to 12 years of age, but the commissioner didn't know whether that was in effect yet. So let's have a listen now to some of what the commissioner, Rhys Kershaw, had to say when I asked him about the report, as well as the deployment of the specialised TRG police.
You know, we'd rather prevent crime before it occurring. You know, as I said today on radio, you know, some of these kids are out on the street because of domestic violence, and we know that from the fact that we've studied some of their repeat young offenders and some of their history. And they don't have a safe place to go at night, and that's often why they're out there. So we're going to be working with Territory families and other agencies and NGOs to how do we actually provide that safe place for these kids to go to, make sure they're positively engaged, and that we keep them on the right side of the railway tracks.
So is a TRG officer in full tactical gear with an assault rifle the right way to be approaching perhaps a child who is a vulnerable person?
Well, they may not be in full gear with a rifle. As I said,
they may not be.
They may not be. That's what we do with the TRG, and it's important that people understand this, is that we give them the task, and how they deliver that is up to them operationally. So if they're doing night time, you might not even see them at all, anyone in public. But they're there, making sure that they identify those offenders. And we've had information around Alice Springs about kids jumping onto roofs of hotels and stealing people's wallets and all sorts of things. So they'll be there to act as that surveillance and also that night, what we call the nighttime assessment team. They're also able to be deployed to any high-risk particular situations, because we know over this period our activity in general does go up.
So what will happen if a 10-year-old, for example, is caught by a TRG officer on a roof with someone's wallet?
Well, what we'd normally do is, I said, you know, we uphold the law, maintain social order. So they'll make a decision as to what should be done in that particular scenario, and that's a call for the officer at the day. I mean, we all take an oath, we all wear the same badge which says we're to serve and protect the community, and that's what they'll do.
The Chief Minister has accepted the recommendation to raise the age of criminal responsibility of a child from 10 to 12. Is that in effect yet?
I don't know. Not certainly from us. And that's something that, again, would be better served for the government of the day, and it's something that wouldn't be really appropriate for me to comment on.
Don't you need to know, though?
I think when it happens, it obviously would be legislation or policy. So I don't know. That hasn't certainly come to my office to say that that's changed.
Aren't you concerned that an officer today, for example, could be making an arrest that is potentially, you know, counter to the new policy or will of the government?
Well, it's something that would be raised, but I mean, at the moment we're bringing these children and youth before the courts, and nothing has come to me yet to say that we're breaking the law. As I said, we're here to uphold the law and maintain social order.
Northern Territory Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw speaking there with our reporter Stephanie Zillman.